track 12. Our feature item this week is from TNF Soundings. Simon Martin describes a visit to the Derbyshire countryside, and in particular a beautifully crafted dry stone wall roundhouse that he found there.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, I'm Simon Martin. A few years ago, not that long after the UK voted to leave the European Union, a friend and I explored the cycle trails in Derbyshire. Here's a description of one of the things we found on our journeys. The Tissington Trail in the Peak District runs 16 miles from Ashbourne in the south to a few miles short of Buxton in the north. Originally, it was the London and North Western Railway line between Ashbourne and Buxton, transporting milk to London and limestone from the local quarries to the industrial areas which surround the peaks. The route was one of the last of the Victorian railways. It opened in 1899 and closed around 70 years later. The Peak District National Park bought the line in 1971, and now it's a dedicated route for walkers, cyclists and horse riders. Towards the northern end of the trail is the site of the old Parsley Hay station. It's now a cycle hire centre and refreshment kiosk for users of the route. I browse around the cycle hire shop. They have tandems, trailers and all sorts of specially adapted bikes for people with mobility difficulties. A young woman is grinning widely as her seatbelt is fastened securely and her able-bodied companion steers them both onto the trail. They head off towards the south. My destination is a short distance in the opposite direction. I walk in warm June sunshine looking out over the rolling hills of the White Peak. The farmland is well maintained, the fields edged with dry limestone walls. Over to my left in the middle distance, a small old tractor is towing a tedder. The rotary tines are turning the hay, which will dry quickly in this weather and with a gentle breeze. A great day for haymaking and a great day for a walk. In only a few hundred yards, there it is, the building I've come to see. I'd noticed it before on a cycle journey and wanted to come back for another look. Like the field boundaries, it's built of dry stone. It's a simple, small round house with a conical corbelled stone roof. I pace it out. It's about 5 metres in diameter and probably almost as tall. It's stone roof like a big conical hat. It almost looks as though it belongs in a storybook. The doorway has a simple rectangular opening and there are two square window openings, one looking up the trail, the other down. I read the information board nearby. The roundhouse is a Croatian kajun. It was built in 2013 as a gift to the people of the United Kingdom from the people of Croatia to commemorate the accession of Croatia to the European Union. The project was accomplished by Croatian dry stone wallers and overseen by Nenad Bečanić, Professor of Civil Engineering at the University of Glasgow. I pause for a moment to consider the irony of the fact that we've chosen to leave the EU, but we still have the kajun, built on English soil by Croatian artisans. I learn that kajuni are simple stone shelters for farm workers and their animals in the limestone countryside of Istria. Similar structures are found all over the Mediterranean and northwest Europe, though it's in Istria that they are especially being restored as an important part of their culture. I duck my head and walk into the kajun. It's cool inside, and there's a simple bench seat around the edge. I sit for a while and gaze up at the overlapping stones creating the ceiling, the inside of the domed roof. The walls must be nearly half a meter thick, so not much light comes in through the small windows, rather more through the doorway. The stones are roughly dressed and very neatly positioned together, their skilled chisel marks clearly visible. I feel cradled somehow and can sense how grateful I would be to those Croatian dry stone wallers if the weather had been adverse and if I was out, miles from home. It's a very calm and restful place. They built the structure near to Parsley Hay because of the limestone wall traditions of the White Peak area, and it's there for the use of walkers, cyclists and equestrians who frequent the Tissington Trail. Back outside, in the bright sunlight, I stop and read an oval plaque on the outside of the roundhouse. In loving memory, Professor Nenad Bichanich, 1945-2016. This Kajun is a monument to Nenad's love of the UK and Croatia, both of which he called home. He would love nothing more than for travellers to rest a little here, or take shelter from the storm. I hope to walk or ride the Tissington Trail again before too long, and I'll be sure to pay my respects to Professor Bichanich and enjoy a few moments of peace and calm in his beautifully crafted, somehow timeless, simple stone shelter.
TNS Soundings.